As summer approaches and the weather continues to improve, you can expect to see more people outside standing online waiting for lamb burgers and lobster rolls at gourmet food trucks. As these food entrepreneurs set up shop all over town, they're reinventing street food. But the industry may be growing faster than city officials can handle. As WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports, the current system of regulation forces many would-be vendors to violate the law just to get started.
This story is about a secret that is well known to people in the food truck industry. It's elementary to how the business works, yet it's hardly ever discussed.
I mean, it's such an open secret that it's assumed. There's no point in me asking.
Ed Song runs the Carrilla Trucks. They make bulgogi burritos and tofu tacos. We're in his office in Ridgewood, Queens. So here's that secret. Many of the new trucks you see on the street are using non-transferable permits obtained on a black market. Most operators won't talk about it, but Ed Song will. He remembers finding a middleman 2 years ago and agreeing on a price for a permit, about $20,000.
What I recall is giving them a deposit. I don't know if it was half the amount or a portion of the amount, basically to kind of save me a permit for them.
Then, after Song's truck passed sanitary inspection, he paid the balance and got his permit. Think of it like a driver's license for food trucks, permission to go on the road.
You know, it was scary, definitely. You're giving them a lot of $100 bills without a receipt. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's just the nature of the business.
Ed Song isn't some kind of miscreant. He's a 26-year-old Columbia grad with a math and economics degree. His parents hoped he might get a job at an investment bank. But the year he graduated was the year Bear Stearns and then Lehman Brothers collapsed.
All the jobs in finance were all drying up. And so I decided to kind of take the opportunity to do what I wanted to do and follow a passion.
Around that time, a lot of people had a similar idea. Quit law or Wall Street and do something different. Very quickly, these new entrepreneurs confronted the same unpleasant truth.
There really is no legal channels to go through to obtain a permit.
The wait list for a 2-year citywide street permit is more than 2,000 names long. It's so long, the health department stopped taking names in 2007. A few weeks ago, I made an excursion to see how this black market works.
This is just a back lot in Gowanus, Brooklyn, sort of on the edge of the residential zone, about a block from the Gowanus Canal. There's no sign, it's just corrugated metal.
Someone else in the business, not Ed Song, suggested I come here. The first guy I meet takes me into a storeroom full of enormous jars of pickles and mayonnaise and puts me on the phone with a man named Mohammed.
I told Mohammed I was interested in having a food truck, what was it going to cost me, and could I get a permit? He said, sure, a full-size food truck is going to cost you $60,000, and then the permit, we can also do you a permit, that's going to be about $18,000.
That's $18,000 that goes to a middleman and a permit holder who may have left the business. The city gets just $200 every time they renew. While the city does vigorous sanitary inspections, it has much less information about who's on the road. Vendors say they'd prefer to do things the kosher way, but this black market thrives because existing permit holders are allowed to renew and renew year after year without proving they're still in the business. The permit Ed Song uses, for example, he doesn't even know who the real owner is.
I could try to remember. I do have his name somewhere. I don't even think this person is in New York City.
The authorities are aware of the problem. In 2009, 6 people were arrested for illegally trading in permits, and one went to jail. At the time, the commissioner of the health department, Dr. Thomas Farley, promised major changes to fight fraud. But when we asked recently what had changed, the department was silent. Then, as this story was about to air, the health department abruptly released new draft regulations. Dan Cass, deputy commissioner for environmental health, conceded it's a problem that longtime permit holders don't need to show up in person to renew.
We're changing that. We're going to require the permit holder appear at least every 2 years, partly so that we can photograph them, we know who they are, to keep them close to the operation and to communicate that we fully expect them to be deeply involved in the operation of their cart as the law expects them to be.
Maybe this will cut down on illegal transfers. But even Cass concedes it's hard to eliminate a black market when the government limits the quantity of something valuable and then sets the price artificially low. Ed Song has an idea. Raise the official price to reflect the price on the street and let the city collect that cash. $20,000 times 3,000 permits. He reaches for his calculator.
$60 million. That is a lot of money.
Song is the kind of small businessman politicians praise in speeches. He's hardworking, innovative, and he's creating jobs. So why jeopardize the little Carrilla food truck empire by going public?
That's the risk that we take. But hopefully it won't be that. Hopefully somebody will hear this, hopefully in the government, and would want to regulate and make change in the industry, because they're leaving a lot of money on the table. And if they need any ideas or direction, they know who to call.
You.
Yes. Please do.
For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meretz.